Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends. Samantha Richards. I'm back right. To season two there, aren't I?
Yeah, okay.
Dane Swan. Hello.
Dane is here.
Mm-hmm. How are we?
Are we fresh?
How are you, Dane?
Good. Ready to go.
I
noticed the Pies.
What are we talking about?
I've noticed. The Pines lost.
Yep.
Dane hasn't been on social media.
Yep.
And I know Dane's family's away.
Mm.
Are we putting two and two and two together and getting six?
I'm not on social media much these days.
Oh, spammy.
I'm not.
No, but if you're watching like the footy, and I know you got kids duties and stuff.
There's no footy on the weekend. It's quite a boring weekend.
There was the women's.
There was no footy on the weekend. I gambled. Mate, I watched a lot of women's footy on the weekend.
Did you?
I was gambling on it. Yep.
Okay.
What are those?
So I had to play footy on Sunday. I was fuck all else on. So I'll give it a go. It wasn't bad.
What do they tell people? This is how you can enjoy sport. From it.
Pardon?
What do they tell people? This is how you enjoy sport by gambling on it.
Well, I don't see
it. You do your bit.
I don't see any other way. I watched two games of the VFL. Man, it was incredible. Campbell Brown was commentating both games.
Yeah, where were they?
How the fuck he got from Box Hill to the start of the game, Williamstown, when the game finished about 3 minutes off? It was incredible.
That's a good effort. I mean, he's a very talented man.
My word, he is. He's like, he must be a
time
traveller.
I wasn't doing it live, Dane. Might have been doing it from the studio.
What?
Now we've had a good relationship for 4 years.
What's happened now? What have I missed?
When you overexplain a joke, you have to leave.
Yeah.
You voted off the island.
Okay, I'm going. Bye-bye.
I'm just going to pretend you didn't overexplain.
We'll let that one slide.
you can swear, you can say the wrong things, you just can't overexplain jokes.
Okay.
This is our sort of... By the way, now we'll get to listener questions later, but I'm just doing one right off the top here. No, this is from Jared. Just about ready to admit my stubby holder isn't coming and I've got ripped off.
Oh, Jared.
I'm flat. So, Sam, Dane selflessly signed all our stubby holders.
I would like to apologise for the delay. Yeah. I'm signing
Did
now.
Someone write that apology for you?
And I'm on a white background. It looks like a hostage video. No, I'm doing it now.
Exactly. All right. So if you want your stubby holders, swanneeandfriends.com.au. I'm still paying for that studio that we had to use during the year that you selflessly abandoned us with, Sam. So, what happened to the Pines?
We got beat. Yeah, straight sets.
Jonesy.
Good. Yeah, no. Yep, Jonesy was against us. There was a bit of feeling in the game. We went down to 17, so it's hard to play. It's hard to beat a team.
Through injury?
No, I wouldn't say through injury. It caused an injury. The incident, but
you gonna unpack it?
It caused a concussion. I think there was a big blue on half time too.
You involved, Dane? So he got your shot.
I sat next to Jones. I said, "Man, I'm too old for this shit." And in my head was like, if I get to throw a punch and get suspended, there's 3 weeks next year. That's a fair bit of charity work I'm missing out on.
Have you ever thrown
someone
a punch?
Went after King hit me for me to get up to throw. I said that was just right in the forefront of my mind. So if I punch, if I get suspended here, I'm fucked next year. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I was like, not for me. Nah, they're all young kids. Oh, I could be their father. We'll turn them and spank them on their bum.
You actually could be.
I may be. Some of the mothers out, some of their mums, I recognise a little bit. But
have you seen Chimp Empire?
No.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Yeah. They don't actually know who their dads are.
Yeah. We were down to 17, which wasn't great. Then we hit the front in the last quarter, I think, and then they just kicked obviously more goals than us.
Well, that's
expected score wise.
Yeah. No, they kicked a lot more points too, I think. But so that's the end of that. All the way down to Ryan, hour and 50 minutes. There was traffic everywhere. That was for absolutely zero reason.
Weekend traffic's just horrible.
Oh, mate, it's fucked. What is everyone doing? I left, say, for Riot 11. No, I had to be there, say, 12:30. Could start 11. But the traffic was so, because it was a beautiful day, but it was like, if you want to spend the day at the beach, why aren't you getting up at 8?
Yeah.
Well, I said,
do it properly.
Yeah, exactly. They were getting there at 12:31, and it was just, the day's wasted. And then the fuck thing was, everyone was going home the time I was going home. So I got stuck on the traffic on the way home, too.
Were you flying solo?
No, mate drove me down there. So I was like, if we lose, I didn't want to roll up in an Uber. I was probably sending the wrong message. So my mate drove, I was like, I don't know whether it all, just getting on the piss like that night down there. It was quite weird. I was like, what are we doing tonight there? But the strange thing is about 98% of the population probably work on Mondays.
Wow.
Which I was staggered about. Oh, I was like, what do you mean? So nothing was happening. So me and a few of the Melbourne boys sort of picked up the slack for them back up our way.
So just before we get more on that, so yeah, when you did breakfast radio and it started too early for you on Mondays, do you know why breakfast radio is popular? Because a lot of people listen to it on the way to work.
You know, that didn't cross my mind. I thought we were just a couple of friends having a chat.
Right.
Yeah, like a Python was a podcast sort of set up.
No, people are actually on the way to work.
You know, it surprised me. Very early to be on the way to work on a Monday. But, alas, I got another silly Sunday about Monday. This Sunday, Monday.
Is that for the seniors?
Super rules, yep. Senior citizens, yeah. Grand final. Yep. I'll be fresh. This is the first time I reckon I've played without having a backup.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, just to finish it, so does that mean you did your Mad Monday?
Yep.
On Monday?
And a bit of Tuesday.
Are you where'd here you go? After going with Dale this morning? Did you train with Dale?
I said, Dale, listen, not for me today. Or yesterday morning, he messaged me Monday. I said, oh, mate, not for me.
Bit busy, got a lot on. Got to show up.
I was a bit busy, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just show up for the boys on the field. You got to show up from off the field.
Yeah, there's only three of us from the Melbourne boys. But so Saturday week, we're having a get-together.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to do it this Saturday. I was like, me and Aaron can't do it because we're playing in the Senior Citizens Grand Final on Sunday. So
where's that, Dane, if people want to come?
That is at a place called Carrum, which I have never heard of.
Carrum?
Yep.
Near Carrum Downs?
No.
I don't know.
Carrum is on the way to Frankston.
Yeah, apparently it's halfway, yeah. So I've got to go down there.
3 quarters of the way down Nepean Highway.
Yeah, that's Carrum Downs, no?
Sam.
Okay, I'm just going to... I
don't know.
I'll start again.
Carrum Downs is more in.
Right. Inland. Right, you know what needs to go more in?
Me near the microphone.
Thank you. Yes. There he is. Hello.
Let me go there. Hello. I'm back on the microphone.
Can't turn you up anymore. Look at this.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should get new mics. Or just new people speaking into the mics.
If you could see Dane's level and he's down below halfway.
But he just can't move from where he is now.
He's stuck.
I haven't been able to move for a couple of days, Ralph.
Will you be moving around the MCG tomorrow?
Yep. Yeah. We will be. We'll lunch with a few of the old past players.
First?
Yep. Got the boys. It'll be a solid day, so hopefully I'm...
In the double box?
Yeah, be in the double box.
Will you be popping out of the double box?
Oh, probably not. my mate's got a box next door, so it should be a bit of fun. And then I don't know what happens after that game, but then play Sunday, and that'll be another big couple of days, I would imagine. I'm sure it could be any bigger than what just happened, but... we'll find a way, hopefully, with a medal around our necks.
Guess you're really missing having the twins home then at the moment, aren't you?
Well, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I don't know.
How do you think you would have coped if you had three kids under the
three? This wouldn't have happened.
No? As in you wouldn't have gone?
I would have had a few, but wouldn't have gone till Tuesday morning.
So how was Father's Day for you from that angle?
Father's Day was delightful. No, she forgot. Because it's a different date over there.
Yeah. Oh, all together. Right, different time of year.
Yeah.
When is that?
I've got no idea. Fair enough. But I'm expecting a big present.
Yeah, well, if you can get presents, you'll find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well done. All right. So what we might do is go early to our list of questions. And the off chance Dane isn't right across. No, no, not math science here. List of questions. On the off chance Dane isn't right across the news. See, Alan Joyce is not
there. Say, no, I'm not right across the news.
Well, this is our chance to bring him up to speed.
Yeah.
Well, this is how much cross it was. May come over at some stage on Sunday night, Monday. I was like, fuck, you're up early, man. What are you doing here? He goes, man, it's 4 p.m. Monday. I was like, okay. That fucking went quickly.
Wait, you got away from you?
Mate, well, it's so dark in the house. It was like, man, what the fuck are you doing up so early? He goes, mate, it's 4 p.m. Monday. I've been at work.
Oh, okay. On my way home, doing a welfare check, Dane.
Yeah. So what, Saturday you were just stuck at home?
Saturday, yeah, so the Friday, Saturday was very boring. Basically, you can get off the couch for...
Have people to speak to on a Friday? Or it's getting busy time of year.
This, I had one last night.
Yeah.
With Nathan. I've got one...
Nathan.
Buckley.
All right. Oh, that was the one. Right.
Yeah.
First name basis.
Friday, well, yes. Friday,
Dane does first names with everyone.
Oh, I know, that's why you have to.
Particularly people with nicknames.
Friday, I've got one, and Saturday, I've got one.
But not many at the footy.
No, zero at the footy.
You missed it. All right. From Phil. Phil from Flemington. Speaking of which, got a first time corporate box seat for Thursday. Any tips from you behind the glass experts?
How exciting for you. Well, don't leave.
Yeah, the longer you're there, the more you drink, the more you eat.
Yeah.
Get early, get there
don't
early.
Don't have lunch.
Nah, just fill up, fill your boots.
Go for a run.
Yeah.
Go for a sweat.
Absolutely.
Be thirsty.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Get a good seat. If you want to get there early because, you know, they don't have names on the seats. If you want to sit down the front, have a look and wave to everyone. Make sure everyone sees you behind the glass, having a pie at halftime and a couple of beers. Yeah. It depends on the weather or whether you open the glass or not.
It looks like it's going to be shitty on Thursday night. Yeah, it's going to... Looks like heavy rain.
Heavy rain.
Well, you would have done that as part of your research.
Of course I have. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if it's a function compared to a box, there's different thinking.
You got to dress up. Where boxing, you just wear whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, did you see Jack Riewoldt and Tom Lynch? Their horse, Mr. Brightside, won.
Yes.
On the main race on Saturday. Be fair to say they didn't wear members' attire. And it'd be fair to say the Melbourne Racing Club didn't care less about putting him into the mounting yard for
so. No, Mr. Brightside, that's nice.
Hey?
No, Mr. Brightside do that.
Yeah, they've got a share in it. I think, well, hang on. Now, I could be wrong.
Solcombe, they aren't.
It was Solcombe, sorry. It was the Solcombe presentation because Johnny O'Neill, my mate, is a mad Richmond man. He got him into it, which is a very, very nice thing to do because fuck is it, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Just clear the pipes out.
I thought you'd done that off air.
Let's try him.
And what about, it's been 20... Nearly 20 years since I worked with Ed.
Yeah.
He sends me a message that he go to the races, so he's obviously doing some stuff for 10 now with it coming up. I said, I'll pop in for a couple. I'm just straight back into working with Ed mode because after the main race, see him in the mounting yard, comes over for a chat. It'd be a comfortable lifestyle being Ed in public, wouldn't it?
Was he getting hammered?
After I took about my 15th photo for I was with him that long ago. Was with actual actual cameras. As opposed to, would you like me to take it? Yes, I'll take it. And so I goes,
oh God.
I did enjoy this. No, it's fine. This lady comes over and goes, my dad's such a dickhead. He answered the dumbest question wrong. Cost him $10,000. And here he is. So it's like we had an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Do you remember him?
100%. Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the end, Eddie, I'll catch up with you later. So I ran out of photos to take.
Absolutely.
Gee, it's fun turning up late to the races with your mates when you realise they've got there at 12.
Right, what time did you get there?
Four.
Four.
They definitely got there at 12. How was Mad Monday from Matt?
Big. But it was only a few of us that played and then... So we'll have a silly Saturday in 2 weeks. But, yeah, Mad Monday, the Monday snuck away from me very, very quickly. Yeah, but it was good. It was nice to wind the clock back.
Were there any games we should know about? Drinking games?
Any games?
Drinking games.
No, I played Uno for a bit.
from Evo.
Sounds fun.
That's crazy. I was making balloon animals.
Hang on. Out of what?
Balloons.
I just needed to clarify.
From Evo, we've never been asked this. I'm headed to the AFL Grand Final. Where will I find the best deep fried ice cream? Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Is that a Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah. Look it up.
Deep fried. I don't know. They sell deep fried ice cream.
Maybe he means anywhere in Melbourne because he's coming to the Grand Final.
I don't know. There's a good crepe stand at the G, but I don't know about deep fried ice cream.
Japanese restaurants that do like the old dumpling places that do the ice creams in. Oriental Tea House, they do some nice dumpling desserts.
On Chapel Street.
Yes.
From It's a Turf Life. If Cinderella's shoe fit perfectly, why did it fall off?
Fuck, that has got me.
Yep.
You know what Cinderella did when she got to the ball?
Go on.
She gagged.
From Lee Adzi, what's the best horse of the spring in brackets? Will it be Globe? Well, Aftermath Science, I'll do 10 to follow, and I'll tell you which races. So
mate owns Globe.
He does. Very hey, nice horse.
That's really nice of you, Ralph. So get your pens and paper ready.
Selflessly doing these things. From Dowie, I've genuinely swapped teams. Essendon to Pies. Is this fair enough?
Absolutely it is. At least you're going to see him playing finals. I think so. It's a great idea. Do you, you're not happy with it?
I don't think you're Australian. Well, you're definitely like Melbourne. And I think it's a Sydney thing that it's okay to swap teams in NRL.
Yeah.
We've seen the light. No problems.
But how would you feel? Hang on. How would you feel if it was, I've swapped teams, Pies to Dons?
Don't ask me questions as you don't want to know this too.
From M.R. Bieber, I think it is. Emery Bieber. 7 mils of rain Thursday. Luckily, Swanee will stay dry behind the glass.
That's correct. But walking in there might be a tough.
Yeah.
Have to wear some Wellingtons and a brolly.
You don't get to park underneath anymore, Dave.
I don't.
I'll park in the paddock out the back.
I'll be drinking, so I learnt my lesson many years ago.
Driving on
so the car. I'll
catch
be
a train.
Car, not catch a train.
Speak your wish.
Yeah.
I'm
not writing the apology for you, but you need to give me an apology, please.
I'm completely baffled.
Last week on
perhaps I've got on the train illegally.
For those who didn't hear it.
So for many weeks now, I've been advocating to Dane that you don't need a Mikey to get on the train. You can just tap on and off with your credit card or you tap and go phone. And I've done it all over the world, including I was of the belief here. And we informed Ralph of this information last week, and then someone's come back and said that you can't actually do that.
Yes.
So I the only thing I can believe is that I have travelled illegally, which...
No, your tap and go can work if you've got an Android.
Oh, great. Well, I got an Android. That's why it works.
That's why.
Now, there you go. So
there's the difference.
Come to the bright side.
You see, why wouldn't they have a... What's the difference between an Android and an iPhone? Why?
It's different companies.
Yeah, it's a different operating system.
But what? So... But wouldn't you think the majority of people have an iPhone?
Well, not really.
You don't watch Utopia, do you?
Pardon?
You don't watch Utopia, do you?
No.
Very good show by the working dog people about how governments work.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked. From Jezza Bass, Swanee, how many times can I claim a week off with COVID until my boss wises up so far? until my boss wises up 3 so far.
It depends on how long a period.
Right.
You can do probably 1 every... 8 months, I reckon.
Ooh.
Just for a couple of days. I wouldn't believe it. And I don't want to get anyone sick. I mean, at least once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Which is hard for you because you need it to land on a Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. COVID. Does it exist anymore?
Well,
it does.
Did it ever exist? Ooh.
From Grant. Now that cashy season is in full swing, who does the most this time of year? So excluding yourself, Dane, who do you bump? Who's the Brownlow 3-2-1 of cashy season?
Oh, at the moment. Fev's not bad. Yeah.
I reckon Sam would be up there.
Sam Newman.
I see him a lot.
Sam Newman. Peter Dacos would be in high demand with the Pies going well and his sons. I reckon he'd be up there. BT.
Well, BT and Billy, they've sort of got their own statue, haven't they?
Yeah.
Billy's 30 years in.
Yeah, probably them off the top of my head. They're obviously the ones coming to me, so I'll probably say them.
All right. From Lee Coz, we have a rival footy podcast. Gives us a shout out, Ralphie. Barely touched him, it's called. All right. We know nothing about it, but he has supplied a joke.
Okay.
So I'll go with it because you supplied a joke. I walked in on Snow White while having sex. Needless to say, she wasn't fucking happy. There we are. What other pod can do that joke?
Well played.
All right, Sam. Some math science, please.
Roger that. We're going to get to... So there is football this week, in case you're wondering. And it starts on Thursday night. As Ralph's alluded to, our lovely listener just mentioned as well, it's going to be a bit of a downpour in the evening. Nevertheless, the game will go ahead at the MCG between the Collingwood Magpies and the Melbourne Demons, 7:20 p.m.
Sorry. I'm very sorry to butt in, but there's one more joke that was sent through.
Oh, God. Yeah, for it.
So on this pod.
Yes.
It takes priority. It's from Bradley.
Go, Brad.
A man goes in to get his prostate checked. Have you had your nut checked yet, Dane?
I don't know.
Have you had yours checked yet?
Regularly.
From a doctor, though.
should get it done, in all seriousness. Go and get your...
It's 40. 40 tends to be the...
Yeah.
So you're 39, aren't you?
Yep.
Happy 40th birthday present coming up.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Happy 40th. We should put that on the... Can we put that on an Insta story?
Absolutely. It's a very
finger
important...
Finger up the Jaxie.
Go and get them checked.
If you want a second opinion.
I was going to say girls, but people that have cervixes, go and get your cervixes checked. Mm. And lads, go get a finger up the bum. You may enjoy it. Mm. Who knows?
A man goes to get his prostate checked, and whilst he was getting it checked, the doctor said, "All right, Chris, let's not get hard this time." And the man said, "My name's not Chris." And the doctor said, "I know, it's mine."
You like that one?
That's
fucking
like that one. That's disgusting. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for your input. Let's get back to
I've had six prostate checks.
From Chris?
Not from Chris.
Oh, dear. Good luck to you both.
Yep.
The football. The Pies, 7:20 p.m. MCG against the Demons. Oh, I love this. It's your mob against your mob.
Ooh.
Week one of the finals. Collingwood are $1.84, Melbourne $1.96. The line is -1.5 to the Pies, and the over-unders is 155.5. We're going to go to you, Dane, because they're favourites. Oh, Lord. I would apologise, but if you've made it this far, you know what to expect.
I was watching last night before we get to Dane's thoughts. Channel 7 started a footy finals program for the month.
And who's on it?
Well, that's my point. So, and I'm a bit of old new, and there's Tim Watson, one of the panel members. It's not a panel, they're standing around. James Brayshaw hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And two fresh young guys, Joel Selwood and Trent Cotchin, straight out of the game champions. Mm. And I thought, where's Dano?
Such a great question.
I know. Well,
but probably having a yawn into the camera, into the microphone there.
Yeah, no, yesterday wouldn't
have
been.
What day was this? Yesterday.
Last night.
I don't know.
That wouldn't have been great for me.
wouldn't have been fresh enough. Eh?
Well, if they want, they've all got the same kind of people. They need some bit left of centre. You
say Joel Selwood and Trent Cotchin are similar type.
Well, they need a village idiot in there just to cut through the seriousness of the conversation.
Yeah. Maybe that's a year two.
Yeah, maybe year two. Yeah. Yep. Live and kicking kind of style.
What? No, I was more thinking that after one more year of doing the country circuit.
Yeah, then I'm available.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? I think we've had this question actually. What do you reckon pays more, a gig in the media or a charity round full season?
Well, what's Dane doing at the moment?
Yeah, charity round.
Depends who you are. Well, I'm sure Joel's probably going to get a healthy sum.
Yeah.
But doing SEO on a Sunday for $500 a Sunday when your manager and the tax man takes us, probably not right up my alley. $1,000 a week, which is 25. Do the math on the tax there and then. So you know where I stand on that.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, he ain't got many uni degrees to the best of my knowledge, but he's sharp in this area, isn't he?
He's quite the accountant.
Yeah, exactly. What I need to be. We're in the school of hard knocks.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side?
helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm not going to overcomplicate things. I'm a very simple man, Samantha and Ralph.
Is there a game on, Ralph, Dane?
Is there a game on,
or are they your notes?
He's about to switch on to the game.
No, I was looking at me. I forgot what you said about the odds and that, so I was just...
He's just pulled out his phone, that's right, and set it up.
I'm taking the Pies with the one and a half start. I'm going to lay the 1.5, so... give me the Pies.
Is it a Melbourne favourite? Or not?
No.
Pies
1.5. They'll win by a point. You watch. I was actually going to go against the weather and give me the over, but I'm not.
Okay.
So I'm just going to take the Pies. I think whoever wins this game wins the flag.
Yeah, you said that quite.
Well, I'm saying it again.
Yep.
So I forgot that I said it last time. So that's, in my opinion, this is where I think the winner comes from. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very hard to go in a state and win in a preliminary in Port or Brisbane. So, yep, Collingwood for me. I think, I looked at this last time they played, and they had people playing, I didn't even know who they are. So, 6 or 7 more in. Jake Melsham, big loss for the D's. If it's wet, probably negates May and Lever, who killed us last time, because they won't be able to mock it as much. A mock stands for mark from opposition kick.
Thank you.
Intercept mark or whatever, but...
Yeah. See, Daniel Hoyne had an effect on you, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's had a big effect, yep.
It was a great podcast last week.
It was lovely. So Pies for me.
I want to take on the weather.
Yeah.
155.5.
It's low.
It's quite low.
Basically six goals and a few points a quarter.
78 each.
Yeah.
Is that me or you? Who's beeping?
It's not me. I'm on Do Not Disturb because I do not like to be disturbed when we're doing this podcast.
I'll just go to these. One of us can be right. We can both.
I'd really love that. But are you both going with your hearts? Because you're a D's man and you're a Pies man.
Well,
Collingwood did finish the game clear on top, and they were playing for nothing for the last 5 weeks. So,
you know what?
Who's the better side, Ralph? Go.
I genuinely think there's nothing in it. And when I say that, what Daniel Hoyne said last week, it's just who's on the night.
Mm.
So we can talk all the shit we like, but if Petrarca, Oliver and Viney and Gorn are all on, Melbourne will win. And if Collingwood Stars are all on, they'll win. And that often sides are mismatched enough for that not necessarily to be the case. But it'll just come down to how the Stars play. Anyway, go D's.
Would have loved a Collingwood Melbourne grand final.
So it can happen.
Exactly. By the way, 95,000 in the wet on a Thursday night. Yeah. How's this going to go when Freo and Gold Coast and Tasmania are on top of that? How much money do you reckon the AFL will make out of those types of situations?
Not a lot.
Fill your boots, AFL.
A lot of hot jam donuts being thrown out.
And Carlton as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, filling the G.
So if Collingwood lose, Carlton win, Collingwood Carlton next week would be a game. It's Friday night, you would imagine.
That can't be a final though, can it? That can't be a granny.
Yes, it can.
Oh, it can? Lock up your houses if that happens. All right. Well, let's
lock them up anyway, the way it's going in Melbourne.
Just lock them up. Just let's move on.
Imagine Friday. The hooliganism at that grand
That's
final.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I think I've mentioned it to you. One of the best atmospheres I walked out from when I worked upstairs at the G was a Collingwood Carlton game just in the middle of the season. I walked out with like this smile on my face like that I've never had, just kind of like a what is this atmosphere? It was, I felt like a kid going to the footy for the first time.
It's pure fans.
It was pure fans.
Unlike tossers who are behind the glass and corporate.
Exactly.
It was so busy and everyone was like, people were being dickheads, like trying to start fights, but like in a funny way. There was people kicking footballs. It was just madness. Like a buzz. And I've never been a part of that.
Are you working Thursday night?
Well, I'm emceeing the catering. By the way, someone had a dip at me the other day. It doesn't matter, but I've never taken a dollar for Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I never would. Oh, sorry, I did once because it was a race day. I said, well, that's my job.
Yeah.
So I understand why if you were, let's say, great of a club and they had a function on and they said, well, here's a little bit of something. But I don't. I just...
Bit of contra.
Well, I just appreciate being able to contribute in a small way.
Okay. What a guy.
He's and being behind glass.
And the people.
And behind glass and drink the Shiraz.
Taking a plus one or...?
This week? No. I've got tickets elsewhere, which I paid for others.
Let's get on with it. Friday, September 8th, Carlton Blues are hosting the Sydney Swans, 7:50 p.m. at the mighty MCG. Carlton are $1.50, Sydney are $2.60. The line is -12.5 to the Blues. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 158.5.
The line's come in a bit. I think it's because of the rain.
Yeah.
It's going to Spencer rain.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday. But not on the weekend. So you can put on a show, Dane, with your grand final.
Oh, it'll be clear by the time you get to the granny.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm just going with the logic. Carlton are clearly the better side. So we'll go Carlton. What's the start again? 12.5.
12.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to look for a way that Sydney wins this game. I just don't see how it happens. No.
Carlton have a very bad day.
Yeah. I don't know how Sydney win. I don't think Buddy's not playing, is he?
No, I think Ryan O'Keefe's out.
Yeah, I think Paul Kelly's probably touch
plugger.
And go.
Plugger's gone.
Yep. Plugger's out, suspended. Simple as that. I think Carlton are much better than Sydney. Mm. So I think they win, unfortunately.
Yeah. But it could get us one step closer to that.
Well, it might happen next Friday night if fucking Collingwood lose.
What would be sweeter for a Collingwood supporter? Beating them in a prelim or a granny?
Well, they can't beat them in a prelim.
No, I'm just saying in general, what would be a better feeling?
Nothing's better than winning a grand final.
I know that, but beating Carlton in a prelim?
No, beating them next week.
Beating them next week?
Yeah.
Is that what you're predicting is going to happen?
No, well, I'm predicting Collingwood to win, so.
Oh, yeah.
In Melbourne to beat them next week.
Let's move on. St Kilda. We're still at the G. How great is that? What a wonderful weekend for footy. Oh, that's quick. Saints versus Giants. 3:20 p.m. at the G. Saints are $2.13. GWS $1.71. The line is +4.5 to the Saints. And the over-unders, Dane, again, is 155.5.
Well, I actually thought GWS would have been the outsiders here, but they're not.
They're faves.
So I was going to take GWS at whatever line they have, but they're the favourites, so I'm taking the Saints because I think it's just a coin flip, I think. So give
at
me
the line.
Yep, give me the Saints at the line.
4.5, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, unders. Ross, line, phone booth, whatever happens.
Well,
what's that line again?
The line, 4.5.
No,
155.5. 155.5. Now, because the AFL is obviously sick of shit weather, they're heading up to Brisbane, up to Woolloongabba, where Brisbane Lions will host Port Adelaide at 7:25 p.m. on a glorious sunny day up there. The Lions are paying $1.47, Port at $2.67. The line is -14.5 to the Lions, and the over-unders is 172.5.
Lions. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest game of the round to pick, I think. I think the Brisbane win this pretty easily.
Purely because it's at the Gabba?
Yeah, they don't lose there. That's probably the hardest game in footy to win. Brisbane up there, they're very, very strong up there. I think they win this pretty comfortably.
Which means either Collingwood or Melbourne have to
go there, Which would be... They've got form in that. They have lost up there in finals, but I think they're pretty good. I think they'll make the granny.
You think Brisbane will make the granny?
I do.
Pies, Brisbane grand final.
Whoever wins Thursday night and Brisbane.
Not the Dockers. Have you told?
No, expected scores, finals, though, they're coming pretty hard.
Good for them. Okay. Well, that is the round of week one of finals for the AFL season for 2023. Ralph, you did promise the listeners a top 10 or a 10 to look out for in the spring racing carnival coming up.
Yes. So if you're a racing expert, turn off now because you've got your own opinion and you'll know these horses. I'm sort of picturing our listeners who are footy, and then want some for the spring, right?
Yeah.
So these are these are 10 horses that I think will go very close in these races. So if you want to have a little dabble and responsibly and all that, these will run your races. So the Everest at the moment, there's three. Giga Kick at Race of Mooney Valley this week.
Great horse.
I Wish I Win. It was super on Saturday. Perfect lead-in run for the Everest in 6 weeks. And In Secret. Now, In Secret is a horse of James Cummings. It's currently $11. That is a magnificent each-way bet. I think she can win. I really don't. I think there's not much between the three of them. If I was pricing the race now, I'd probably have $3, $3, $4. So In Secret, $11, I think, is... Often there's not much value this far out, but I think $11 is a fantastic each-way bet In Secret in the Everest. My Oberon, Chris Judd owns this. Mm. Now, I said it on Saturday, had a little dabble. It's still $26 for the Epsom. It is a duck. So Sydney's had this unbelievable run of dry weather at the moment. Sydney's usually rains when good races on. If the rain hits, it should be favourite. It ran second to Mr. Brightside in the Doncaster. It's aimed at the Epsom. Its run on Saturday was definitely good enough. So it's $26 in the Epsom. So there's one to consider. Amelia's Jewel from your area, Sam. Perth Starts coming across to Melbourne first. And then the Golden Eagle is its grand final. I think it'll win that. V8, as in V, and then written out 8. Yeah, one on Saturday. It'll go to the Caulfield Guineas. So I think it's about $8 now. It's a star. It beat Legacy, who's going to the fight. Up in Sydney, so that's a flight stakes in Sydney for the Legacies. That's a filly in V8 for the colt. Cafe Millennium Spring Champion Stakes is its goal. It's about $15 now. So each way, Cafe Millennium there. It's just aimed there. It's a stayer. It'll peak there.
These are some juicy tips, Ralph.
Yes. So Solgum, always wary about the unders as far as... It doesn't matter about unders if they win, does it?
No, it does not.
No. Its win on Saturday was phenomenal. And for a horse who's aimed at the Melbourne Cup to do that first up is very, very rare. And it wasn't forward as far as condition is concerned. It was just better than him and it's got more to come. So it's one for the Melbourne Cup. I wouldn't be surprised if won a Cox Plate given what it did there. Probably won't. It's probably just aimed to peak in the Melbourne Cup. But don't risk it in anything. It just might be a genuine might and power type star now. Shinzo, Golden Rose, its favourite, won the Golden Slipper. There's a big thing about the curse of the Golden Slipper winner. It's all bullshit. Just worry about if they're good enough. It's aimed at the Golden Rose. And on Saturday, we see Globe having its first start in this campaign. About three good horses come out of the winter over a five-year period. This will be one of them. So it's a good horse. We'll just see what it does Saturday. So anyway, there's some little ones to look ahead for. And more of my stuff is racetrackralphie.com.au on a weekly basis.
Beautiful. Thank you. Lovely chatting with you lads this morning. Some great insight. But if you are going to have a flutter over the weekend, please flutter responsibly.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.